This is October 9th, Chaitanya Charitamrita class. We're continuing from yesterday. This is part two. Jagga's bad advice. The name Jagga comes from the story itself by Lord Chaitanya. The word Jagga is actually referring to Jagannanda Pandit. So we don't have any adhikar to reduce his name to a nickname. But in the story itself, it's written in Bengali, Jagga. And we'll hear how Lord Chaitanya mentions that. And that's how the title of the story comes to be. Jagga's bad advice. So we heard yesterday that, just a little bit of a review, Sanatan Goswami he has come to Jagannath Puri, but on the way to Jagannath Puri to meet Lord Chaitanya, he passed through the forest of Jharikhand and he contacted a skin disease. And that skin disease, and so many infections and open wounds were all over his body, his chest and his arms. And it was oozing some pus and blood or whatever with some very serious skin infection. And he felt very bad for two reasons. Because now he's in Puri, but due to his association with the Mughal government, although he was born a Saraswat Brahmin, he was denied entrance into the Jagannath temple, so he lived in a humble way in Siddhabokul with Haridas Thakur for 1 year or so before he came to Vrindavan to follow the order of Lord Chaitanya and uncover the lost deities and write shastras and preach the bhakti tattva, etc. So he feels bad about that, unhappy that he can't have Jagannath darshan. And secondarily, he also feels bad because when he goes to meet Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya insists on embracing him warmly and tightly, full of love. And then all of that pus comes on the body of Lord Chaitanya, and he feels, oh, I'm condemned because I'm so unfortunate, I can't have darshan of Jagannath. On the other side, I'm offending my Lord Chaitanya, because I want to give up my body. I don't know what to do. So guyam akyati prichati. In confidence and privacy, he went to his friend, his pandit, Brahmin friend. He went to Jagannanda Pandit and he met him privately. He revealed his mind. I'm suffering from these two problems. What should I do? Then Jagannanda Pandit heard him and he said, yes, I have a solution. You're hankering to see Lord Jagannath, so you wait. Rath Yatra is only a few weeks away. Stay for Rath Yatra, fulfill your desire to see Jagannath. You'll see Jagannath, and then you can immediately leave and take up residence in Vrindavan. You can live in Vrindavan, far away from Lord Chaitanya, and then you won't have to worry about embracing him and making that offense with your wounds from your body. So Sanatana Goswami was very grateful for that advice. So he was contemplating that. So then he went to meet Lord Chaitanya. The next day, Mahaprabhu went to Siddhabokul to meet Haridas and Sanatana Goswami. So here, God comes to the devotees. God comes to visit his devotees personally. He comes right to their house. Hello? Hello, Krishnadas. Krishnadas lives here? Yes. Well, who is this? Who has come to see him? Just tell Krishnadas Bhagavan is here. Acha, Bhagavan. Is that, you have any more name? Only, no, just tell him Bhagavan. So then he goes, Krishnadas Bhagavan's at the door. Can you imagine? Bhagavan comes to your kutir, and you see in this Braj Ke Bhakta by Obiel Kapoor, disciple of Bhakti Sanatha Saraswati. He wrote biographies of all the great devotees living in Braj Mandal over the last 200 years, and a few of the Goswamis also, but in this book it's mostly the contemporary Vaishnavas, and it talks about how Bhagavan came knocking on the door, and Kamyavan Siddha Krishna's Bhagavan came knocked on the door with Balaram, and they used to knock every day, in fact, and they had all their cows outside, and Kamyavan, they would knock on the door and they would yell and say, hey, Baba! Uto, wake up. I know you're sleeping in there. You go, you beg so many rotis. Now you're sleeping all afternoon. Wake up. And then the Baba was inside. in his kutir. And this is Krishna Balaram knocking on his door, and the thousands and lakhs of cows. And he just thought they were some nonsense Brijbasi boys, because everyone knows in Vrindavan it's like that. And they were disturbing his bhajan. He certainly wasn't sleeping. He was doing his smaran, his astakaliya smaran, and his siddhadeha. And he was locked in meditation. He would say, "Hey, go away! You're disturbing me! Go away!" You know how old men speak. Or like me, I suppose. Whatever. And they were little kids. "Hey, Baba! You know, wake up, you know, Jeev Jago." And he's, "Go away, leave it alone, we got here." Like all grumpy old men, which I remember when I was young, I used to meet all these grumpy, grouchy old men. I said, "Why are these old men so grouchy and grumpy?" And then 40 years later, I found out why they're so grouchy and grumpy. Because I turned into one of those grouchy old men. And I hate to admit it, but I have a lot of witnesses that will testify against me. At any rate, so he would say, "Go away, go away." So one day they were knocking on the door, and then he said, "These boys are always disturbing me." So he said, "What do you want anyway?" So he went to the door, opened the door. "What do you want?" And they looked and said, "We want some water." And it was Krishna and Balaram. And he looked at him. Oh. And blue, beautiful blue and lotus eyes and Balaram. He looked down, there's lakhs of cows and brown and yellow and red and all different colors. And he just looked and he said, yeah. He went and got his karang or whatever, that water pot, clay water pot. And he was totally, his hair was standing in, and tears were rushing from his eyes. He was trembling, looking at Krishna. He was speechless, he didn't know what to say. And it was the same voice that he has been hearing for weeks, telling him to wake up, wake up, and you know, stop sleeping. And now it's Krishna had come to his door, right to his door, begging water. So then he was pouring. Krishna held his hands like this, it's like this, as a, you know, the way they do it. You know. And he was like, you pour the water like this, and then it hits the hand, and the person catches it in their hand, and then they goes like, you know, it bounces off the hand, they catch, goes in their mouth like this. Makes like a funnel with their hand. So he was pouring it, and Krishna was looking at him, and Krishna was loving this pure devotee so much. And then Krishna was also trembling. So Krishna was like this, and the water was falling like this from the pot, but it wasn't going in Krishna's hands. It was going in front, because Krishna was just holding like this, and the Baba just started pouring without even seeing where he was pouring, and Krishna didn't move his hands. They were just locked in, looking at each other. And the water is just going on the ground. So there's many examples where Krishna comes right to the door. So here in Puri, Gauranga is going right to the door of Haridas Thakur. And Sanatana, and sometimes Rupa was there. Haridasa Kaila Prabhura Charana Vandan Haridasa Kaila Prabhu Prema Lingana. Haridas offered obeisances to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu embraced Haridas in ecstatic love, prema lingana, Prabhu prema lingana. Dora haite danda paranama kari sanatan, Prabhu balaya bharabara karite lingana. At some distance, keeping his distance, because he wanted to prevent himself from being embraced by Lord Chaitanya, so he kept away from Lord, he kept a distance. Sanatana Goswami offered his dandavas to Mahaprabhu. Nevertheless, Mahaprabhu ran over to him and embraced him again and again. Bar bar karite lingana. Haridas he embraced once. But Sanatana, whose body is covered with pus and blood and sores, he embraced him again and again and again. Krishna doesn't judge things, but doesn't judge a book by its cover. Krishna, you can't tell a book by its cover. If you look at the cover of a book, the cover may see some picture, inside is something else. It may be how to fix carburetors. The book is how to fix carburetors of a car. And on the cover is a girl in a bathing suit. So it's not, you know, they sell the book. So you can't judge the book. What is the contents? What's inside the book by the cover? So this is, Lord Krishna doesn't make consideration. He looks at hearts, not at bodies. He sees the position of the heart, not the body. So we should follow the example of Mahaprabhu. Don't look at people's bodies. Don't judge people's bodies or minds or whatever they do with their bodies and minds. Judge people by their hearts. How do they act? How do they behave? How do they speak? So Lord Chaitanya is showing that. He's like, I don't care. I don't care if my body gets covered with pus and blood. You're my devotee. You love me, and I love you. In love, there's no rules. In rules, there's no love. Aparada bhaye tenho miletina aila Mahaprabhu milibare seitani gela. Out of fear of committing offenses, Sanatana Goswami stayed away and did not come forward to greet the Lord. But what happened? Gauranga ran to him. Sanatana bhagipache karena gaman balat kare dhari prabhu kaila alingana. Sanatana Goswami backed away, but Mahaprabhu grabbed him by force and embraced him. As I mentioned, try to read the Shastras and see the Shastras through the camera eye of absorption. How absorbed you would be if these were descriptions for different shots, different cameras on the, you see from Lord Chaitanya's, where Lord Chaitanya is sitting, you see Sanatan Haridas are sitting in the kutir, then coming at the door of the kutir is Mahaprabhu, and then they, or they're just, we don't know if they're in the kutir, they're just in Sitabhokul. So then the camera's on the face of them, looking at Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya's looking at them, another camera's on his face, happy to see his devotees. And then the next camera shows Sanatan backing up, going away, and then Haridas coming forward and offering dandavats and being embraced. And then the camera's on Lord Gauranga, he's looking, why is Sanatan backing up? And Sanatan is going back like, please, I don't want to make offense. And then Lord Chaitanya running to embrace him again and again. So descriptive, it's so panoramic, and so much visual is there. If you allow yourself to enter into each verse and visualize it, it becomes deeply etched on your mind and chitta for recall and memorization later. Duijana lana prabhu vasila pindate nirvina sanatana lagila kahite. Mahaprabhu then took Haridas and Sanatan and sat down in a sacred place. Sanatana Goswami began to speak. Hita lagi ainu muni, haila viparita, seva yogi nahi aparara karo niti niti. Oh Mahaprabhu, I came here for my benefit, to serve you, have your darshan. But I'm getting just the opposite. Rather than serving you, I'm not fit. I'm diseased. My body is distorted and contaminated. I came to Puri because I heard you had returned from South India. I want to meet you and serve you. You're my beloved. You're my Lord. Ekalishvara Britya. Ekalishvara Arasavya Britya. You are my Ishvara. I am your Britya. I'm your servant. You are my eternal master. I've come to serve your feet, but how can I serve you with this despicable, contaminated body? And I came here to get benefit. Hita. Hita means benefit, progress, advancement, blessings. Hita lagi. I came to collect, to take that. But what am I getting? Seva yogya nahi. Seva yogya. Seva yogya. This is Bangala. Seva yogya means I become connected with you by seva. Yoga means connection. Seva yogya nahi. I'm not getting connection. I'm not getting my 3G connection. Are you getting your connection? Are you connected? My connection's not good. My seva yogya nahi. He's saying seva yogya nahi. This is my dilemma. I can't get connected to seva. If we're connected to seva, then that's our fortune. Sanatana Goswami is thinking, I'm not fortunate. Seva yogya nahi. I don't have any service. I'm unfortunate. I'm not qualified. Seva adhikara diya. Seva adhikara diya koro nija dasi. Koro nija das. Have I no adhikar? Have I no qualification to serve such a great saint as you? To serve such a lord as you? So then we understand, service is a privilege. Service is a privilege extended by the mercy of the Guru. So he's revealing his mind to Mahaprabhu. I'm simply committing offenses, aparada karon, niti niti. Day after day, and by staying here, I'm simply committing offenses. Now he goes on. He goes on to plead his case and open his heart before Lord Chaitanya. You can imagine he's crying when he's saying this. It's in a very emotionally surcharged scene. So when we're reading Shastras, we have to, quote unquote, get absorbed, get into it. So use this technique of camera lens and then try to enter the scene, the angle, the vision, the faces, the expressions, lying on the ground, coming, picking him up, embracing him. They're looking at each other. They're sitting together, Haridas, three Haridas. This is the Vishaya Lamban. Then there's the Prema Shraya and Prema Vishaya. Lord Chaitanya is Prema Shraya. Prema Vishaya is Haridas and Sanatan. And the Udipan is Siddhabhakul, the trees, the wind, and the sacred place, and the dust in the land of Puri. Now he's saying more. Sahaja Nicha Jati Muni Dushta Papashaya More Tumi Chuni Le Mora Aparadahaya. What is my Sahaja? Sahaja means my nature. Nicha Jati. What is my Jati? My birth is low. And very low born. And Ami dushta papashaya. I'm dushta, I'm sinful. I'm a papashaya. I'm an abode of sin. More tumi chunile mora aparadahaya. If you touch me, Prabhu, if you embrace me again, it'll be a great offense on my part. Tahate amarange, kandu rasa rakta chale, tomarange lagi tabu sparshaha tumi bale. Mahaprabhu, look, look! Blood is running from the infected, itching sores of my body, and it's smearing your beautiful golden body with moisture. But still, you touch me by force. Tomara ange tava sparshaha tumi bhale. Bhale, like Balaram. But sparsha bhale, you forcefully touch me. I'm like, oh, like, hello. Nice to see you. Like, you can embrace someone. Like, you don't want to embrace someone. Oh, hello. But he's clutching him. He's breaking his bones, holding him tightly to his chest. Ashlishyava paratam panashtama madarshanam mamatam karotiva. You can break my bones by crushing, you can crush me in your loving embrace, or break my heart by never being before me again. Still, you're my Mora Prananath. You're the Lord of my life in any circumstance. Prabhu, vibhatsa sparshate na kara grigna lesha, e aparade mora habe sarvanash. Prabhu, You aren't the least bit averse. You aren't the least bit averse to touching my body, which is so horrible. But I feel that because of this offense of mine, everything that I've ever done that was auspicious, anything I've ever done that was good and beneficial, is now all vanquished. Morak habe sarvanash. Sarvanash means it's all finished, annihilated. Anything good I've done because of the mad elephant offense destroys everything. The maha aparad, the bodily offense. There's mental offense, verbal offense. There's kaya aparad, vakya aparad, mano aparad. Offense with mind, body, words. The worst is body. Mind is very bad, words are very bad, but body is worst. You see in the 90th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, this Bhrigu Rishi offended his brother Shiva by his mind, and Shiva got angry and wanted to kill him. Parvati restrained him. And then with his words, he spoke bad words, he said, "Oh, you're so filthy," to his brother, and Shiva wanted to kill him. And then in his mind, when he went to his father, Brahma, he showed some disrespect, and Brahma became angry, but he controlled himself by his intelligence. Then Bhriga Muni went to Dwarka. Krishna was lying in bed with Rukmini with his head on her lap in a private confidential setting in the flower bed or whatever bed they have. In the bed with his head on her lap, he came bursting into the room and he lifted his foot and smashed his foot on Krishna's chest. And Krishna got, "Oh, Panaji, are you all right? I know the poets and Padakarsas have said that my chest is like a steel door. It's very broad and firm. And a Brahmin's feet are by nature very soft. It's one of the lakshana of a Brahmin, has very tender and soft feet. And I know your feet are very, very gentle and tender and soft. Oh, please forgive me." And then he immediately said, "Rukmini, immediately get the puja paraphernalia to worship him and wash his feet, and we'll put that charanamrita on her head. I made a big aparad." So this was the bodily offense, kaya aparad. So this is the worst. The maha maha aparad, maha maha pap. And this is what Sanatana Goswami is doing to Mahaprabhu. He's saying this is a Mahaprabhu. Everything is sarvanash. If you offend the body of a Vaishnava, sarvanash. Everything's finished. He's telling, ye aparadi mora habe sarvanash. For this offense, I'm making a bodily offense, kaya aparad, kaya means body. Everything, all the good I've ever done, all the sukriti, punya, chanting, mantra, everything, it's sarvanash. Here it is, right in the Shastras, Antilila, chapter 4, verse 154, Krishna's Kaviraj, the words of Sanatana Goswami. So there's so much Vaishnav tattva here, so much Vaishnav behavior here. This is, we study about the aparads here. He's fearing an aparad. Now, is it aparad? It could be, but obviously it won't be with Lord Chaitanya. He's his loving devotee. Tate ihan rahila more. Nahaya kalyan agya deha ratta deki yana brindavan. So this was because Sanatana Goswami was making this introduction or presentation to introduce Lord Chaitanya to what the advice that he just received the day before from Jagannanda Pandit about relocating and moving to Vrindavan to avoid this Mahaparad. So he says, "Prabhu, I see I will not get anything auspicious by staying here in Jagannath Puri and continually committing offense to you. Please give me orders and allow me to return to Vrindavan after Rath Yatra." Jagananda Pandit Ami Yukti Puchila Vrindavana Jaite Tena Upadeshadila. I met Jagananda Pandit and I asked for his opinion. I asked Yukti Puchila. I asked for his advice or his viewpoint. And he told me I should go back to Vrindavan. Now, the camera's on Sanatana Goswami, and he's speaking. And then while he's speaking, so much expression while he's speaking. Then the camera shows the response of Lord Chaitanya when he's hearing him say, "I'm fallen, I'm sinful, my birth is very low," and he's speaking like this in such a sincere, honest way. Then the second camera shows the face of Lord Chaitanya responding. Then he's saying, "I want to go to Vrindavan." Now the camera's on the face of Lord Chaitanya. How will he respond to what Sanatana Goswami has said? What will register on his face? What type of look? What type of expression? What will he say? We can anticipate, we can think, "Oh, that's very good news, that's nice, go back to Vrindavan." What will he say? Etashuni Mahaprabhu, Sarosha Antare, Jaganande Krudahana Kare Tirashkare. When Mahaprabhu heard this, he became very angry and he began to chastise Jagannanda Pandit. He got a very angry Sarosh. Rosh means angry, Antare. Antare means inside, with internal anger. In other words, he was very angry. So what did he say? He says, Kalikara Batuya Jaga Ache Garvi Haila Thomas Sabareha Upadesha Karite Lagia Gila. Listen, Sanatan, Jaga is only a new boy. He is so proud. He thinks that he's qualified and competent to give advice to a person like you. So this is where we get the name Jaga. The title of the story is Jaga Gives Bad Upadesh. Bad advice. And that's it, what Lord Chaitanya is telling now. He's saying Jaga's a new boy. Then he says, Vyavahare Paramarte Tumi Tara Guru Tulya Tomare Upadesha Na Jane Apana Mulya. Sanatan, in spiritual topics, paramartic gyan, in terms of tattva, siddhanta, and even ordinary dealings, vyavahara means ordinary dealings, and paramartic, artha means objectives or values, and para means transcendental. In transcendental dealings or tattva siddhanta, in everyday behavior and dealings, you're a minister in the government. He's just a young boy, and he was very young in age. Jagannanda Pandit was one third of the age of Sanatana Goswami. Very young. So on all levels, he's quite junior. And he said, listen, you are Guru Tulya. You are like his guru. You are on the level of his spiritual master, yet not knowing his own position or his own value, he's advising, he's daring to advise you. Fools rush in where angels dare not. Amara upadeshta tumi pramanika pramanika arya praman pramanika arya tomareha upadeshe balaka kare aiche karya. Sanatan, you can even advise me. You, tumi, you are Pramanika Arya. You are a very authorized person, Pramanika. You know the Praman. You can advise me, you can instruct me, God. But Jaga wants to advise you. This is the impudence of that naughty boy. Lord Chaitanya is calling Jagannanda a naughty boy. Of course, they have a very intimate dealing. We have some stories too about the Prema Taranga Leelas of Jaga and Gauranga. That's some stories later. you're on the level of his guru, and you're also my guru in Praman, and that naughty boy is trying to tell you something. Shuni Sanatan Payadari Prabhure Kahila Jagannandara Sobhagya Aji Se Janila. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thus chastising Jagannanda Pandit, Sanatana Goswami fell at the Lord's feet and said, I can now understand the fortunate position of Jagannanda. So, this is a very interesting point here, because it's very deep in bhava and emotions, because Jagannanda is like this, because Jagannanda is Satyabhama. Jagannanda is Satyabhama. Satyabhama is Chandra. Let's put it together. Krishna, Chandravali, okay, Vrindavan. Then Krishna goes to Dwarka. Chandravali goes to Dwarka, and she becomes Rukmini. right? And Satyabhama, Bhamya Prakar, Radharani goes as Satyabhama. So now Jagannanda is Rukmini. No, Satyabhama. Jagannanda is Satyabhama. So Satyabhama is very close to Krishna Chaitanya. And Sanatana Goswami is a Manjari, right? So the Manjaris are serving Radha and Krishna. So now he's saying, because now they're in Gaur-lila, so Lord Chaitanya is saying, oh, he's a young boy, because he's younger in age. He's like 25 and Sanatana Goswami is 65. So he's just a naughty boy. He doesn't know very much. He actually knows so much. He's a pundit. He's called Jagannanda Pandit. And he's also a pramanik. He also knows Vyavahara and Pramanika. He knows everything. So when Sanatana Goswami sees how, when he hears how Lord Gauranga is speaking about him, then he understands how fortunate, how intimate the Jagannanda actually is. So this is why immediately Sanatana pays obeisances. He says, okay, I should have, you know, this is very beautiful, because there are many things being shown here. One is that juniors should not instruct seniors, and the other is that that's one point, and then that the exchange, but then there's the whole rasa, there's the adhyatmik vichara, adhibhotika, adhidaivika. So on the level of the Lord and his devotees, it's a whole exchange of rasas. Then there's some teachings for us about aparad and whatnot that we discussed. Apanara asobhagya aji haila gyan jagate nahi jagananda sama bhagyavan. So now Sanatana Goswami, he says, Mahaprabhu, I also understand my misfortune, asubhagya. No one in this world is as fortunate as Jagannanda. Jagate nahi. His name is Jagannanda. Jagat means universe, and Ananda means the bliss of the universe. Jagate nahi Jagannanda sama bhagyavan. No one can equal the fortune of Jagannanda. Now Sanatana Goswami is speaking, the camera's on him, and then sometimes the camera's on Mahaprabhu, how he looks when he hears this description and glorification. Now Sanatana Goswami is going to glorify Jagannanda, which means he's glorifying Radharani. It's like Lavanga Manjari. Sanatana Goswami and Krishna Leela is Lavanga Manjari, Rupa Manjari's Sakhi, sister, what you can say. And they're the Ashtasakhis of Radharani. So here, Sanatana Goswami is glorifying Jagannanda. He says more. Jagannanda Pyao Atmijata Shudaras More Pyao Gaurava Stuti Nimba Nishinda Ras. Mahaprabhu, you are making Jagannanda drink the nectar of affectionate relationships, Sudaras, Atmiyata. Whereas by offering me prayers, you're making me drink the bitter juice of Neem. Because Lord Chaitanya was glorifying him. Oh, you're like guru, and you're a guru. You know praman, and you're a guru, and we should respect. You're my guru, and you're his guru, and we should respect you. But oh, that naughty boy! I'm very angry with him. So he's understanding. Oh, Lord Chaitanya is saying, you're a guru, you're my guru, you're his guru. It's all very official. But when it comes to getting angry, he didn't get angry with Sanatana. When it comes to saying he's so, you can only call someone nonsense and get angry with someone you love. I mean, well, someone you hate also, but in this case, Lord Chaitanya, all this variegated emotions that he's displaying with Sanatana was, hello Sanatana, yes, your guru, but he's always naughty boy and you know so much. And Sanatana is saying, look at the affection, look at the ras. There's so much ras coming out here, so many guna rasas and so many sanchari bhavs here that you're expressing, and so much love is being conveyed out of your mind and heart and speech as you're speaking about your jaga. You call him jaga. You didn't call me santo. You say, hey, santo. You can call me Sanatana Goswami. You could have called me santo. Hey, santo. But you call his name is Jagadananda Pandit. My name is Sanatan. So you called me Sanatan Goswami. But you didn't call him that. I'm so official. But you have a nickname. If you have a nickname for someone, that means he's your pet. It's called pet name, nickname. Banco, Gufo, or you know, whatever. Peepu, poopoo, or I don't know, whatever. India has all these funny names, you know. Babu, Boo-boo, Babu, Bapu, Bapu. So he's saying, what ras, Sudha ras. And you're making me drink the neem juice. Here's a neem tree. Grab some leaves and see how sweet it is. You're making me drink the neem juice of profit, adoration, distinction. You're glorifying me. Glorification, prophet. Oh, you're a guru. Oh yeah, I'm guru. Everyone wants to be glorified, but you say you're stupid, you naughty boy, you stupid. Oh, no. It's not me. Oh, you're a guru. Yeah. Oh, you finally recognize. That's good. No? It's like everyone wants to praise and adulation, and all the trumpets come out. Da 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 da. Here comes so and so. You know, wave the flag. Jai ho. But you naughty, he said he's naughty, then he says impudent. He's impudent, he's naughty, he doesn't know anything. He's wet behind the ears, he just got out of his diapers. So that's ras. That's sweet, that's intimate, that's confidential, that's love. These are all different, there's all different guna rasas and sanchari bhavas, they're all mixed in here. You can analyze them. If you have all the list of all the rasas and different components and factors, you can see. So he's saying, you're really relishing, and Jagannanda's not even here. Jagannanda's not even here. It's Haridas and myself and you. And you're just so much absorbed in Ajiha Nahila More Atmayata Gyan Mora Abhagyatumi Swatantra Bhagavan. It is my misfortune that you have not accepted me as one of your intimate relations. But you are completely independent, Supreme Lord. You are Swatantra Bhagavan. He said, I am unfortunate. You didn't accept me in such an intimate way. And we'll hear later about how intimate Jagadananda, Jaga, and Gauranga actually are. So intimate, so deep in their relationship. And it comes out in some other stories. You're Swatantra Bhagavan. So now he's spoken, he's revealed his mind and heart. Mahaprabhu is listening. Now the camera focuses fully on the face of Gauranga. How will he reply? How will he respond? How will he glance at Sanatan? What will he look? Shuni Mahaprabhu Kichu Lajita Haila Mone Tanre Santoshita Kichu Balena Vachane. When Mahaprabhu heard this, he felt somewhat lajja. He felt somewhat lajja. Little shy. Lajeshri Radharani ki jai. And he was a little embarrassed. Because he revealed his heart. He revealed how much he loves Sanatan. You should never reveal how much you love someone in front of someone else. Because that might backfire on you. So he just to satisfy, now he wants santosh. Santoshite kichu. He spoke a little bit to kind of set the balance of relationships of sambandha, because now the balance is completely tipped in Jagananda's favor, and Sanatana is feeling neglected and left out, and I'm not part of the, you know, I just nowhere compared to Jagananda. So Lord Chaitanya never wants his devotees to feel nowhere. He wants every devotee to feel somewhere close to the heart of the Lord. Every single devotee, no matter how advanced or not advanced he is, he wants himself to feel close to the heart of the Lord. He wants to feel his Lord close in his heart. He doesn't want to be estranged from the Lord or separated from the Lord. The Lord is his everything, his be-all and end-all. The objective of his life and breath and goal of his endeavors. So if he's rejected by the Lord stunted by the Lord, so now he's an expert. He's Rasaraj Mahabhav. Rasaraj Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is expert in making the flow of love move so sweetly. He's the master and the Lord of Ras. So he says, Jagananda Priya Amara Nahi Tomahaite Maryara Langana Ami Na Paron Sahite. O my dear Sanatan, please do not think that Jagananda is more dear to me than you. However, I cannot tolerate the transgression of the standard etiquette. Maryara Langana Ami Na Paron Sahite. So here's, of course, a tattva for us on one level, on the Adidaivaka level, the transcendental level of the intimate Antaranga Bhaktas of Lord Chaitanya exchanging in this pastime, the loving exchanges between Sanatana and Jagananda and Lord Chaitanya. That's the Daivaka or spiritual level. And the Adiatmika level, Atma means us, how it applies to us, this is how it applies to us, the behavior. And Lord Chaitanya is mentioning that. We're talking about behavior here. And Lord Chaitanya wasn't talking about Sanatana's behavior, but he was talking about the behavior of an inferior correcting a superior, a junior correcting a superior. Jagananda was junior by age, and in one sense, junior by learning. And so Lord Chaitanya doesn't tolerate that. He doesn't like the break of etiquette. So that's why he showed some anger. On one level, he showed anger to establish the etiquette. But then at the same time, there was so much love and shown in the calling him little boy, and he's new and all that. Kahantumi Pramanika Shastri Pravina, Kahan Jaga Kalikara Bhatuya Navina. Listen, Sanatana. Kahantumi, you are Pramanika Shastri Pravina. Pravina means Pramanika Shastri Pravina means that you deeply know all the Shastras, present and past, you know all the Shastras. And Jaga, again he's calling him Jaga, but Kahantumi, where are you? Where do you stand? Kahantumi, where do you stand and where does Jaga stand? Jaga stands, he's Kalikara Bhatuya Navina. You're Pravina, he's Navina. You're Pravina, he's Navina. Navina means he's new and you're old, you know, you're experienced. It means not very experienced. So he says, you're experienced and he's only just a young, inexperienced boy. Amakeha bujayite tumi dara shakti katatani bunjanacha vyavahara bhakti. You have the power, you can even convince me philosophically. In many places, you have already convinced me about ordinary behavior and devotional service. Tomare upadeshakari najaya sahan ateva tariyami karila vartsana. Jaga's advising you is intolerable for me. Therefore, I chastised him. Bahiranga gyane tomare nakari stavan tomara gune stuti karaya jaiche tomara gun. Sanatana, why did I praise you as Shastra Pravina and Pramanika and Vyavahara? Why did I praise you? I offer you praise not because I think of you as being outside of an intimate relationship with me, but because you are actually so qualified that one is forced to praise your qualities. Yadyapi. So this is the last verse. Yadyapi kahara mamata bahu janehai priti swabhave kahite kona bhavodhai. And then Lord says to Sanatana, although one has affection for many persons, different types of ecstatic love awaken according to the nature of one's personal relationships. So this is the conclusion of the Jaga's bad advice. And Tomorrow, we'll hear the story of how a golden body arises from sores. So the sores, the infections on his body, what will arise from that is a golden body. So we'll find out tomorrow about that story. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Harinam Sankirtan. No.